Lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home, lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet, I do not ask to see the distant scene, one step enough for me. This poem, which eventually became a hymn in the Anglican Church, was written by Blessed John Henry Newman before his conversion. Lead kindly light. In 1833, he was traveling in the Mediterranean Sea when he was struck down by a fever and he almost died. And his servant who was with him begged him for his last directions. He thought, what do you want me to do with your body and all the rest? And he said, I shall not die, for I have not sinned against the light. And so he, on the sea, began to recover, and he was on his way back to England, and the boat was stranded at sea with no wind and near Maasai. And it was there, being stranded at sea, recovering from an illness that almost killed him. He was in an emotional state, and so he wrote this poem expressing of Christian certainties, the certainty of God's help in the midst of difficulty in a time which is uncertain. And he didn't ever want it to be translated into a hymn, but it was for the Anglicans. And Queen Victoria had it read to her as she lay dying. And some say it was the last hymn that was sung on the Titanic before it sank. We all look to God for hope in turmoil. And hope is what we think about in the context of today's gospel, where our Lord tells us not to worry about our life, what we are to eat and drink, or what we are to wear, but that the providence of God provides all things to those who seek Him. And ultimately, we are seeking heaven. You know, for some people today, you know, of course, we pray for the poor and the sick and those who are marginalized, because sometimes the basic necessities are the things that are most difficult to find. And hope is really about the things that are difficult to obtain, things that we think that we may never get, but we should get. You know, there, and hope is first of all an emotion. You know, it's not a virtue in the first place. And despair is an emotion. You know, these spontaneous reactions of our human nature to the situations in which we find ourselves. And we need them. You know, anger is an emotion before it's a vice. Love is an emotion before it's a virtue. All these things are spontaneous reactions to the environment in which we find ourselves. But we have to translate them into virtues. And obtaining heaven is the first of our duties, and it's the most difficult thing. But we have hope of attaining it because of the promises of God. The original title for Lead Kindly Light was actually Pillar of Cloud. And most people don't know that, but he was reflecting upon Henry Blessed Newman on the providence of God that led the people of Israel out of Egypt and guided them through the desert with a cloud by day and a pillar of a fire by night. The fathers of the church say that the pillar of cloud and fire represents the leading, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And ultimately, to overcome whatever difficulty we experience in this life, the things that tempt us to despair or to remain in constant worry, we need the strength and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes to us with His gifts. that completely supernaturalize our way of looking at things. You know, and we need the work of the Holy Spirit in our life so that we're not controlled by our emotions, that we're not dominated by, for example, worry, which is what our Lord talks about today, which is a kind of despair. You know, despair can serve a function in our life. For example, you know, when soldiers are outnumbered in battle and they're surrounded, they may despair of escaping, but among noble, virtuous men, that despair of escaping should inspire them to fight harder, not to give up. So sometimes hope and despair work together to get us to move, to get us to sacrifice ourselves and to put ourselves out there no matter what the cost, even if in the end it just means that we'll fight bravely and die nobly. At least we will do the will of God. And so we entrust ourselves continually to the providence of God, asking for his grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in whatever situation we find ourselves in. You know, and we don't always know what to do, you know. There's the famous saying of Padre Pio, pray, hope, and don't worry. And you might interpret that one of two ways: pray, hope, and don't worry, and get to work and do as much as you can to change the world as it is today in accordance with the plan of God. We work hard, or it means that, well, maybe we just pray about the evils of the world and do nothing, because in the end God will solve all our problems. But again, being free of worry doesn't mean that we think God's going to fix everything and that we don't do anything. It means that we work harder, we sacrifice ourselves more, and we're willing to suffer for the good of the world in which we live. And we need to pray, you know, for this grace to know how to react into the world we live in. For example, another example is anger. You know, it's a thing that's misunderstood very often. You know, for some people, anger is something that should never manifest itself. You know, certain societies, polite societies, anger is always an expression of losing one's temper. And again, anger in the first place isn't a vice, it's an emotion, it's a passion that helps us to move, you know, when there's danger, helps us to get up and do something when there's injustice. St. Augustine says that hope has two beautiful daughters, one is anger and one is courage. Anger at the injustice that we see around us and courage to do something about it. But anger in itself doesn't teach us what to do, you understand? Anger gets us to move, but people who are angry don't always have the best judgment, you see? So it's a double-edged sword, and we've got to pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to know how to balance these things, because left to ourselves and our own devices, you know, we won't measure up to the standard of Christ. And the rule is, whenever we feel an emotion or a passion, is to submit it to reason. You know, we guide our emotions by reason, but the problem is that because of original sin and the present state of affairs, it's usually the opposite. You know, our passions and our emotions govern our reason instead of the opposite. And so we constantly need to be working against ourselves. You know, the battle, first of all, is a spiritual battle. It's spiritual combat, and our worst enemy is ourselves. And our best friend is God, and we turn to our Blessed Mother to have the strength always to follow the counsels of the Lord, and trust in his guidance and his mercy, as we read in the first reading today. Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me." And then the Holy Spirit responds, "Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you." God is always with us and protecting us. And of course, we have Jesus' mother given to us as our mother for our protection and for our strength. So as followers of Christ, who come to ultimately understand the truth that saves us, not through philosophy or figuring things out for ourselves, but through the authority of God's revelation, through the authority of Scripture, we know that it's the Holy Spirit that's going to solve our problems, and that we have to be united to God interiorly if we are going to find solutions for our own personal problems and the problems we find in the world. There's no use worrying about things. And on the other hand, we're not excused from doing everything that we possibly can to change the evils that confront us. And so with Augustine, we remind ourselves that hope has two beautiful daughters, anger and courage. And let us not forget that that Christ himself is the example of all these things. His anger is balanced by his meekness. His courage is balanced by his self-sacrifice and that his desire to be among us, not as one who has served, but one who has come to serve and die for the ransom of many. May we be inspired by the Holy Spirit to have confidence in God, hope in his promises, and a yearning desire and zeal for his kingdom. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.